Okay, so we're going to pick up with Hilchos Pesach today. We're going to discuss Mechiras Chametz and then various dinim with regards to matzah. So first, Mechiras Chametz, the selling of the chametz. So this is not an institution that was instituted 100 years ago, even 200 years ago. The Tosefta already mentions the fact that one is allowed in a situation where it's a Shas Harchak, where he was on a boat ride. This is the example of Tosefta. The guy was going on a boat for a long journey and he had enough food for Pesach, but they're going to go afterwards and he had a lot of chametz with him. So the Tosefta allowed the person to sell his chametz to a non-Jew and then buy it back after Pesach, but the Tosefta concluded that this was as long as it was a full-fledged sale, and no joke that the guy really, if he wanted to, could have eaten it during Pesach, and if he wants to buy it back, that's allowed, but you have to make sure to do all the kinyanim, all the valid acquisitions, the halacha acquisitions, in order to sell the chametz. So the question on this Tosefta was this a one-time thing, or is it permitted every year to do such a thing? So the Ritva, and one of the Talmidim of the Ramban, so it seems like this Psa comes out of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, they held that this was only a one-time thing. One is not allowed to do this every single year, to go sell their chametz to the non-Jew, and the Ritva even goes so far as to suggest that if someone does do this, that we give a knas to Rabbanan, and all of his chametz becomes usser. So that is a very machmir opinion, but that is a shita that a person should know. That is a shita that is out there in the Rishonim. However, others say, the Chasam Sofer and many Rishonim, the Trumas Hadeshet already, brings down that one, as long as it's a Kinyan Gomer, as long as it's a valid halachic acquisition, there you have to see what their Shtar Mechiras and everything like that, then it would be valid, it is okay to do. The Chasam Sofer held that it's mamish okay even for Chametz Gomer. However, there is a big shaila in that in the Achronim. Because Chametz Gomer is an Isser D'Oraisa, Chametz Gomer, we're talking over here, like full crackers, bread, and things like that, not something that just has a little bit of Chametz in the ingredient. If Chametz is less than 50% and it's just in the ingredient, like a wheat, let's say, is not making up a majority of it, then it would not necessarily be an Isser D'Oraisa. So those who are being more makeable. When it comes to Chametz Gomer, there's a very prevalent minag, a minag of a lot of people not to sell any chametz, and they say that the Chazon Ish, the Stiper of Elyashuv, Rav Soloveitchik also was not in to selling chametz gomer. However, Rav Shechter says that it is okay to sell chametz gomer. And in this year, again, you'd have to ask Rav, maybe there's going to be some certain heterim this year. I know though in Eretz Yisrael, they asked Rav Nevinsel, generally someone who is makbid about selling chametz gomer and does not sell it to a goy, is this year an exception? Rav Nevinsel said, you have to, if they really tell you that they're not running out of food, in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem's situation is they're not running out of food, so then he doesn't see a reason necessarily to think that you should have to be makil on this shita. That is what Rav Nevinsel Shlita held. However, there are those who say that there is definitely room to be makil this year. Again, a person would have to ask his local Rav, but a person should know that it is a shita out there that does say that it should not be done with regards to chametz gamor. And then there's another shayla, there's one more shayla about when you sell the chametz, is that the area, do you have to check the area which you plan on selling? So there are a lot of achronim that hold that you do, which is very interesting. Why should that be? Meaning, it just as far as the second side, at least for me, made a little bit more sense. If you're planning on selling it to the goy anyway, the next morning it's going to kick in by the time chametz is coming out. Then a lot of achronim say that is getting rid of your chametz. Then why do you have to check that area if you plan on selling him the whole drawer that which you're going to check? What exactly you're checking for anyway? You're going to sell it to him. So, but either way, that is a shita out there that says you would have to check even the things you're going to sell to the goyim. And that was over here. Okay, we'll start with a few different halachas of matzah, which we'll pick up with tomorrow. The first one is, from what can you even make matzahs in? So the Gemara tells us a rule that only something that can come dechimutz, something that become chametz, is subject to become matzah. So there, from there, we learn that there's the five grains. That's what the Mishnah Chala tells us, that the five grains are yotze with and can become chametz, and those are the five grains that you're allowed to use to make matzah. What are the five grains? There's a good mnemonic, browse, that's always how I remember it, barley, rye, oat, wheat, and spelt. So the post can bring down that the best one to use is wheat, if possible. There's different reasons given for that. Some say just it's a hiddur. Others say that the Tiferes Yisrael quotes that the other four of the grains are quicker to become chametz, and therefore it's really a chash, and therefore best really make her din all 7 days of Pesach to use matzahs made out of wheat. However, it doesn't seem that this chumrah necessarily took place so much. Many people, there's some other matzahs that are used. I'll just mention when it regards to oat matzah, Those who are gluten-free might be familiar with oat matzah. So there's a big question about that because Rav Shechter likes to point out that oat matzah cannot become, a lot of the ones that we use nowadays is impossible to become chametz. It's not really a grain that is subject to be able to become leavened. So then that would be a shaila. So many of the gedolim held that doesn't matter. That's what our Masorah was always, that it's oats. However, there were certain professors and people who thought maybe that it's not really, we have the wrong, really, it's not oats is what the Shibula Shoal, the one that's mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe we have the wrong one. So Rav Shechter is choshish for that. However, Rov Poskim seem to assume that it is okay to use oat matzah for Pesach. Maybe lechachila, again, we should use the wheat, but if someone is gluten-free, certainly, according to those poskim, it'd be allowed to. Everyone, again, should ask their Rav about what type of matzah he should be using. Just one last halacha of matzah today, we'll pick up more tomorrow, is that also it has to be lechem oni. And from lechem oni, that is a poor man's bread, we learn that you can't use matzah that was used with fruit juice. And so the shaila is it just also not to use it as matzah, or is it not even supposed to be used at all? The Ramah recommends for Ashkenazim not to eat this type of matzah throughout the 7 days of Pesach at all, unless someone is sick or for children. However, the Sfardim seem to be more makel with that, with matzah shira. But either way, it's definitely not good to be using that matzah for Pesach. Okay, Adkan for today. Pick up more halachos of matzah tomorrow. Mir Tishem.